paragraph Yudalit. We're in the middle of this chapter of Likutei Halachos. The last piece we had was where Rav Nosson Zal quoted the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, and he showed tremendous hizchaskus regarding the topic of thanking Hashem, being able to look for the good in a person's situation, and how good Hashem looks at us in terms of the smallest things that we do, and in terms of davening to Hashem. There were three issues that we spoke about. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vezehu vaydaber elikim al Moshe vayomer elov ani Hashem." The pasuk says this is talking about when Moshe Rabbeinu was sent to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, and he went there, and Paro told him to take a flying leap, pretty much. And Paro told him, "Not just am I not going to do what you're asking for, but we're going to make things worse for the Jews now. Now we're going to take away the bricks. Now they're going to have to make their own bricks, etc." This is what was happening. So it says over there that Hashem spoke to Vayedaber Elokim El Moshe. Elokim spoke to Moshe, Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem, and Hashem said, "I am Hashem." Note Elokim in the beginning, Yud Kei Vav Kei at the end. We'll come back to that soon. Shehoichichoy Hashem Yizborach Al Sheomar Lomo Harayoisa. Hashem reprimanded Moshe Rabbeinu for saying, "Why did you make things worse for the Jews? Here you were sending me on my white horse to take them out, and now you make things even worse for the Yidden." Al yidei sheyotzu Doson Vaviram nitzovim lekrosoi. What made Moshe Rabbeinu say this? When Doson Vaviram came out, when Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen were leaving Paroi's palace, and these two guys came up to him and said, "Vamrulai," they said to him, "Yirei Hashem aleichem v'yishpoit." May Hashem judge you. Hey, you thought you were big shots coming here. You're going to save us, and you're the ones that made it even worse for us. This is what Doson Vaviram said to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen when they saw them leaving Paroi's palace, after Paroi had said that now we're going to make things even worse for the Yidden. So when they said this to him, Moshe Rabbeinu went back to Hashem and said, "Lama harayosa lama zeh? Hashem, why do you do this? You want to help the Yidden, you sent us to make it worse? What for?" Ki be'emes, Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth is, im hoyu hakoil shoimim lekoil hatzadikei emes, if all the Yidden would obey the tzadikim amitim, leilech b'derech zeh, to go in the path that we prescribed earlier, lahamin tomid b'Hashem Yizborach, to always trust in Hashem and believe in Hashem, shehakol letoivo, that everything is for our benefit, even when it looks like things are going bad, in quotes, it's really to our benefit, v'litein shevach v'hoidoyo tomid l'Hashem Yizborach, and to always be praising Hashem and thanking Hashem, bein betuvoi, bein ba'akoi, whether things appear to be going well or things appear to be going not well, kemo shekosov, as the pasuk says, ba'Hashem ahalel dovor, be'Elokim ahalel dovor. I praise Hashem when Hashem is showing me His yudke vovke, His kindness, and I praise Hashem when He's Elokim, when He's showing me His midas adin. In both cases, I praise Him and I thank Him. If the Jews would follow that kind of attitude, bevadai hoyu mezbatlim kol atzorois v'chol agolios legamri, all of our problems and all of our golios would have been completely ended, ukvar hoysa gula shleima, and we would have already enjoyed the complete redemption. Ach ikur ikuv hagula bechlalu befrat, Hualidei ribui hachilkin. However, the main obstruction to the redemption is the many chilkim against the tzaddik, those that stand up to go against the tzaddik. Shehem bechinas doson vaviram. They are represented by doson vaviram, sheyotzu nitzovim likras Moshe, who went up against Moshe Rabbeinu standing up tall and proud. They're going to spit on the tzaddik. They're going to show that the tzaddik's wrong, that the tzaddik's no good. Ki be'emes, af al pi, kishemoidim l'Hashem Yizborach, shaydei zeh mizbatlim kol atzorois hanemshocha me'apulois ha'mishtanois, ad shemizbatel hatzoro l'gamri, because the truth is, even though we said earlier that when a person thanks Hashem and praises Hashem, that's how all their suffering comes to an end, all the problems that come from the Pulois Mishtanois, afal pikein, still, es ze le'umas ze oso lekim, Hashem has created two equal opposite forces. V'tekev kishemaschil ezet smichas karen Yeshua, so that whenever any beginning of a salvation of a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael starts up, Azai tekev hasitrachra v'hamastinen mizgarin beyoiser v'yoiser lekatreg ulahagbir hatzorach has v'sholem. As soon as that happens, as soon as a success of the Yidden starts warming up, immediately the Satan starts revving up his engines to try to go the other way, to try to swing things in the opposite direction. Just as when you have two people that are engaged in battle, when one of them sees that the other one is starting to win, he suddenly throws all of his energy into it and tries to throw the other guy off him. As soon as he sees that he's starting to go down, he knows it's his last chance to give it everything he's got, so he puts everything he has into it. As Rabbeinu Zal mentions in chapter 65 in Likutei Moran and in other places, that this is the style of the Satan, that whenever the Satan sees that something good is about to happen for the Yidden and it's starting to happen, the Satan throws his weight completely, you know, in the opposite direction to try to block it from happening. This is what causes the downfall or the distance from Hashem of all people. Ubifrat shel hakshirim shehischilu leskarev and israchku rachmanu litzlan. Especially those good people who start to become religious and then end up falling away, usually this is the reason for it. Because when they start becoming religious, they go through a good period where things seem to be starting to go very, very well for them. And then suddenly they get hit by a ton of bricks that falls on them, where they take a tremendous fall in religion, in business, whatever it is. And then the guy says, forget it. Why do I need this whole just, you know, let me go back to living my normal life that I had before when things weren't so crazy and so dramatic. This is the reason. Because when the person starts becoming religious and Hashem shows him a little bit of friendliness and warmth, and the Satan sees that, and then the Satan takes a big whack at that person, which is supposed to be sort of his last shot, the person misinterprets it. The person doesn't know that that's the last shot, that it's the Satan who's choking for breath and trying to take his last shot at harming the person. The person doesn't realize that. He thinks that, hey, forget this. Now, it's, you know, this is going to be much worse than I ever thought it is. And the person goes ahead and gives up or walks out. Chas v'shalom. The Alkane, it's for this reason. Kishebo Moshe Legoyalom. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to Egypt to redeem the Jews, Vayamein Hom, and the people trusted in him, Vayiktu Vayishtachavu, and they bowed. Bowing, as we learned before, is a form of acknowledgement. They actually they were praising Hashem already. They were already saying thank you to Hashem. Shaydezeh Hischilo Hagula, and that was the beginning of their salvation. The moment a person starts thanking Hashem properly, that's the beginning of his Yeshua. However, the other side turned on all of its engines. Vehichbid leiv paroi, and they hardened the heart of paroi. Ad sheomar mi Hashem, to the point where paroi had the chutzpah to come out with this statement: who is Hashem? Let me get my book of Hashems and see if he's listed. Is he in the white pages or the yellow pages? Va'omar, and Paroi said, you want to take them out? Tichbad ho'avoida. Now the work is going to become twice as hard. Bichvedus otzum. To make this, you know, working twice as heavy. Shalaylitin lem teven. We're not even going to give them bricks anymore. They're going to have to do construction without bricks. V'zeh hoyon nisoyon li'Israel. This was a test for the Jewish people. Lehischazek oz daiko be'emuna. What they were supposed to do was to strengthen their faith that we're not going to let this turn off our faith. We still believe. Lahamin, and to believe, ki bevadai dvar Hashem al yidei diber Hashem dvar Hashem al yidei Moshe Neman beisoy bevadai yokum loylam. The word of Hashem, which Hashem spoke to them through Moshe Rabbeinu, that's definitely going to happen. That's what they should have believed. Despite the fact that they saw Paroi suddenly make things 20 times worse, they should have said, baloney. If Moshe Rabbeinu came speaking on behalf of Hashem, and he said that we're leaving this place now, we believe 1,000,000,000% that we're getting out of here. Either kasha, it's getting worse? Sure, that's the Satan's way of trying to kill our hope and our faith. But if we just hold on for a couple of minutes or a couple of weeks, Paro is going to end up in the bathroom. Paro is going to end up in the garbage.
You're at the eponymous level, though.
Ta-da. Right. One second. You hear what he's saying? What are you expecting? They were literally on the bottom. Wait. Avol nimtzu chol. The answer is, despite that, they were good enough to hold on. They themselves would have held on. The problem is, avol nimtzu cholkim doson vaviram. There were these rishoim among them, major rishoim, shehitu rabim achreim, who fooled many people. He got many people to follow them, ad sheyotzu nitzovim likras Moshe, to the point where they came to Moshe Rabbeinu with arrogance. They weren't at the bottom, Baruch. They walked tall. V'omru, and they said, Yirei Hashem, Hashem will punish you, Moshe Rabbein Aaron HaKohen. Hashem is going to punish you. That was their line. Ki'ilu heim mekanem kinam Hashem tzvokos. As if they're the defenders for Hashem. They're the ones who are speaking on behalf of Hashem. V'toyanim ba'ad Yisrael. And they're the ones who are the real defenders of the Jewish people. U'moisrim din la'shamayim al Moshe Rabbeinu. And they're the ones who are saying, may Hashem punish you, Moshe Rabbeinu on Anakon, because you're the real problem of the Jewish people. Lahavda, like we have today, these reformed and concerned, and they're the ones who say that the real troublemakers for the Yidna, the Orthodox, or those Hasidim, they're the ones who are making things bad for us. And Hashem is going to punish them. They're the real ones who are not the Yidden. They're not the real Yidden. We're the real Yidden. Shem, and they wanted to give, you know, to be Moiser Din LaShemayim and Moshe Rabbeinu, Shem Moiser Kol Nafshei Ba'adom. This is the Moshe Rabbeinu who's prepared to put his life on the line for the Jewish people. At Sheoimrim, Yirei Hashem Aleichem V'Yishpoit, where this Dosn Aviram Chutz Bin Yaks had the chutzpah to say, may Hashem judge you. Don't worry, Hashem will pay you for this. This is what they said. And because of the major machlokes that they stirred up, hisgabru hapulois mishtanois, that caused all the differences to be aroused, to be activated, lahalim chas v'sholom hisgalus achdus haposhit, to cover up and hide the ultimate oneness of Hashem, Shemishom Kol Hagula, where we know that redemption is dependent on Achdus. It's dependent on, they stirred up Machloikas, they caused divisiveness among Klal Yisrael, and that's what blew it. That's what made it so hard. V'hamachloikas hora shelohem hisgaber kanal, and their evil Machloikas was so aroused, Ada sher ho'oishik yuhul al chocham v'yoivad leiv matona, to the point where the Pasuk says that there's an oishik. Oishik means like illegal stuff. There's something illegal that Yehul al Chochem, that could even confuse a Chochem. In other words, there are certain times that the Rishoim do things which could even throw the Chochem, topple the Chochem off his horse. The Yoivad Lev Matona, and destroy a generous giving heart, Shehu Lev Moshe, which refers to the heart of Moshe Rabbeinu, K'moshem Razal, as the Gemara says, that when Dosan Vaviram started up with this machlekes, even Moshe Rabbeinu got confused a little bit, and got that's the word, confused, Ad Shem Moshe Me'oitzem Tzorosoi Omar Lomar Hariyosalam. To the point where Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was feeling so much pain, because they were telling him, you're the troublemaker for Klal Yisrael, till it got to the point where Moshe Rabbeinu went to Hashem and complained against Hashem and said, Lomo Hariyosalam, Hashem, why are you doing this to the Yidden? Why did you send me to make their situation worse? Because Moshe Rabbeinu had complained to Hashem, saying, why did you send me, Hashem? This is what I told you earlier, Hashem. I didn't want to go on this mission, because I saw the machloket, because I saw them fighting, I saw the Jews fighting. That's why when Hashem first wanted to send me, I didn't want to go. V'kanal, as we discussed earlier. V'heishiv lo Hashem Yisborach. Now, to address your question, Baruch, the fact is that this question is always the case. When the guy is by such a low level, if you add a little bit more difficult to it, of course you're going to blow him out. The answer is, the Gemara says that Hashem never gives a person an impossible test. So that as much as we know that they were holding by the bottom, and for them to see Paroi now say, not only aren't they getting out of here, but I'm going to make it worse, the test was calculated with precision, that it was just the right test, where if they would have said, baloney, this is the end, they would have won and they would have gone out with flying colors and everything. The fact that there were these dosim vavirams who stirred them up, that's what messed things up for them. That's what made it, in a sense, an unfair test from Hashem, but that's what took away their bechira in a negative sense. Where sure, every time, because the Yidden are followers generally, and when a tzaddik comes to bail them out, they're ready to follow the tzaddik. But then you get that Russia that comes along and laughs at the tzaddik, makes fun of the tzaddik, or says something like this, and then the people suddenly get confused, they're not sure, follow the Russia, follow the tzaddik. That's where all the problems come from. But we are told a rule that Hashem never gives a person an impossible test. Sometimes the test is very hard. Lahavdil. People that are studying karate or something like that. And the teacher suddenly goes over to the person and does something and to topple him, let's say. You know, as part of a learning experience. And then the student gets angry and quits and doesn't come back to the class because he says, that teacher gave me a test, did something that he knew I couldn't stand up. And the teacher says, sissy. He thinks he knows better than the teacher. This is the 600th kid that I've been teaching, and I know what a kid can take. I know better than him what he thinks he knows what he can take. I know 50 times better than him what he can take, because I've seen 600 kids his age, his type, and everything. So it's another situation where sometimes the person thinks that they can judge what's too much for them, and Hashem knows much better. People, a lot of times we're like mice. They say in the song of Rabbeinu Zal, don't be like the elephant who lets himself be led around by the mice. Most people underestimate themselves in a very big way. Most people scream ouch before it starts hurting, not after, and again, they scream I can't take it when they've only been given 30% of what their capacity is, chas v'shalom. Veheshiv lo Hashem Yisborach, and Hashem responded to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shebevadai hu yigmar eshaloi barachma vagdoilim. Hashem is definitely going to pull through. Hashem is definitely going to pull off this gula with his tremendous kindness. Ubischus ovois, with the schus of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, ubischus aharoin, vahaksherim hanilvim elov, hamaminim b'moshe bemes, and the schus of all of those Jews who did believe in Moshe Rabbeinu and who did attach themselves to Moshe Rabbeinu, umevatlim shinui daiton, they put aside their own different opinions, kshehim b'chinas pulois mishtanois, which represent these differences, different creations, Ledeya Achas Shel Moshe, and they merge their thinking with the thinking of Moshe Rabbeinu. They're mevatel their das to accept the das of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shaydezeh, Nichlol, and Bachtus Apushit Kanal. That's how they become part of this Achtus, this oneness, this unity. Vaydei Kolze, Tihyeh, HaGeula, Bishleimus. And that's what's going to cause the Geula. The Geula is going to be brought about by those Yidden who accept Moshe Rabbeinu and who put aside their different opinions and become one with the opinion of Moshe Rabbeinu and thereby cause all the Pu'ulos Mishtanos in the world to be Nichlal in the Achdus HaPoshut. V'zeh, this is why the Pasuk presents it in this way. Vayidaber Elokim el Moshe, Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. Hainu, Bechinas De'u, Ki Hashem Hu Hu Elokim, Hamavur B'Soif HaTeranal. In this chapter of Likutei Moran that we're discussing the whole time, this Yemei Chanukah, in this chapter, Rabbeinu Zal at the end discusses the Pasuk where it says, De'u Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. Know that Hashem and Elokim are really one. Shepirisham, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Shekol HaPa'ulois Mishtanois, that all the differences in the world which stem from Hashem's name Elokim, kulam klulim b'Hashem, all of them are nichlal in yudke vovke, shehu achdus haposhut ayin shom, which represents the ultimate oneness of Hashem. If you recall, we saw recently in a Rashi, in Chumash, that Rashi says that Hashem's name Elokim is used in plural terminology sometimes. There are a few places where Hashem's name Elokim is used, and it's used with a plural verb, or plural, you know, whereas the other names of Hashem's name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is never used in plural terminology. Because Hashem's name Elokim represents where Hashem shows Himself to the world in a way where it doesn't appear as one, where it appears as if there are many different things controlling the world, different circumstances and different issues and different this. Whereas Hashem's name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei represents the super oneness of Hashem, the revelation of the oneness of Hashem. Now when we say Hashem Hu Elokim, the Tikkun HaZohar says that if you take a look at Hashem's name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, its numerical value is 26. If you take the number 26 in Hebrew, Chaf, Vav. Chaf is 20, Vav is 6. If you take those letters and write them as they're pronounced, as they're verbalized, Chaf is written Chaf, Pei. Vav is written as if it were two Vavs with a kamatz under the first one. You'll observe that the filled out portion of Chaf, Vav is Pei, Vav, which is Bigimatria Elokim, exactly. When we say Hashem Hu Elokim, that Elokim and Hashem are one, Elokim is actually the filled out portion of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. So that it's simply, that's the way Hashem, that's the image that Hashem presents to the world. Sometimes Hashem presents an image as if there are all of these different factors that are controlling the world, these 5 billion different factors, all included under this umbrella term Elokim. Whereas in reality, there's one thing that's controlling this world, one and only one, and that's Hashem. V'zehu v'yidaber Elokim el Moshe, v'yomer Elov ani Hashem. This is why the Pasuk says over there that Elokim spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu and said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I am Hashem. Ki hakol echod, because it's all really one. Ki Hashem hu hu Elokim. Hashem is Elokim. And the Arizal says that the word Elokim is bigimatria hateva. Hateva means nature. When we say Mother Nature is what causes the weather, and it was due to natural circumstances and natural gas, all of that natural stuff is Hashem. It looks natural. This was a natural phenomenon, that the thing fell down, and the this, and the... There is no natural. The only natural is Hashem. Hashem is behind all the natural. Ki kol hapu'ulois mishtanois klulim ba'achdus haposhut. Because all of these different factors and circumstances and issues in the world are all nichlal in the oneness of Hashem. And Hashem will definitely pull off what he said he's going to pull off, which is to take the Yidden out of Golos. Because Paroi had said, Mi Hashem, who is Hashem? Ki loy hemen b'shem Hashem. He did not believe in Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because the Arizal shows that Paroi, the Goyim, their Yenika is from Hateva, from nature, from Hashem's name Elokim. They have no connection to Hashem's name Yudke Vovke. They draw on Elokim Acherim, it's called. The idols are called Elokim Acherim, not Yudke Vovke, because they have a Kesher, they draw from Elokim. Ki rotzo lahafrid chas v'shalom bein shem Hashem l'shem Elokim. Paroi wanted to make a separation. Paroi wanted to say that there's two different forces in the world. There's Yudkei Vavkei, which belongs to the Jews maybe, and there's Elokim, which belongs to us. That's why he said, Mi Hashem, Mi Yudkei Vavkei, Asher Hashem Kolei. He didn't acknowledge Yudkei Vavkei. Shezeh Iker HaPirud Chasashom. That's the worst pirud. When a person dares to think that there's separation between Hashem and Elokim. Hainu ki rotzo lichfor ulahafrid hapulois mishtanois meachtus haposhut. Paroi wanted to deny the connection between the oneness of Hashem and all the differences that exist in the world. Summer, winter, hot, cold, light and darkness. Or he wanted to say that that's not Hashem, that they're not connected. Because Rabbeinu Zal says that this is something that's irrational, it's beyond human comprehension, how it's possible that a Hashem, who is the epitome of oneness, can make so many differences, light and darkness, hot and cold, how all of those differences can come from Hashem, who is the epitome of oneness. Aval Hashem Yisborach, Hikohu Makois Gedoilois. But Hashem fixed Paroi's wagon. Hashem hit him with smashing blows. Vehitzel Yisrael mikulam. And Hashem saved the Jews from all of those makos. All the makos that struck at Paroi did not strike at the Jews. Vehero moifsim gedoilim v'noiroim. And Hashem showed unbelievable miracles. Shaidei kol zeh roa beinov. Shekol hapulois mishtanois heimeyachtus haposhut. Where Paroi got to see that it's not that Elokim and Hashem are two different things. Baloney. Hashem is Elokim. Ad shehuchrach lohidus biatzmai, to the point where Paroi was forced to admit in the end, v'omar, and he said, Hashem HaTzadik. He acknowledged Yudke Vavke. No more me Hashem. Suddenly he found his name in the yellow pages. Suddenly there is a Yudke Vavke. He thought that he was in charge and that there was only Elo, because he saw that the Jews were in the garbage. He saw that the Goyim were all the way on top and that there was Hateva. Hateva means the rules of nature. The law of nature is that if the Jews are a microscopic dot on the map and Egypt is 4 billion times bigger than them, of course it makes sense that the Jews should be enslaved. Anybody could understand that. It makes all the sense in the world. It's natural. It's normal. That's this Hateva. That's Elokim. But when Hashem suddenly put Elokim into the closet and Hashem took out Yudkei Vavkei and Hashem started showing Chesed to the Yidden, and that Chesed made those miracles. It says in Oz Yoshir, we say Yemincho Hashem Nedori Bakoyach, Yemincho Hashem Tiratzoyev. The right hand of Hashem was loaded with power. The right hand of Hashem smashed the enemy. So the Zohar Kodesh asks, hold on a second. I thought the right hand is kindness, isn't it? Isn't the right usually kindness? And the left is harshness. So if you're talking about tirats, smashing things, shouldn't it say the left hand of Hashem? The Zohar Kodesh says, no, you got it all wrong. the kindness of Hashem, when Hashem took his Yud Kei Vav Kei out of the closet, out of the cave, and Hashem revealed his Midas HaChesed in all of those miracles in Mitzrayim, their water turned to blood, that was all Yud Kei Vav Kei talking to Mitzrayim. And Hashem showed a Chesed that there is no Teva. HaTeva is Elikim. Suddenly Hashem showed no Teva. Water is not water. Water is blood and blood is water. Turned everything upside down. Suddenly Paroi saw that he had it all wrong. He thought that Hashem was dead and buried. Yud Kei Vav Kei was dead and buried. There was not, that there was only Elikim. And when Moshe Rabbeinu came to him pronouncing the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, he said, there ain't such a guy. But when suddenly Hashem showed this chesed, this Yemin Hashem, which blasted Mitzrayim to bits, that was when Paroi was forced to admit that Yud Kei Vav Kei is alive and well, and that what we thought was Elikim, we thought Elikim was a completely separate entity, we had it all wrong. Elikim was really had Yud Kei Vav Kei hidden in it. That's the point. V'chein misnaheg ato. Rav Nosson Zal says, we're not talking about what happened 3,000 years ago. This is what's going on today, in 1993. Shekol ma Hashem esoyer ezet smichas keren Yeshua. Any time that there's any little bit of a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, beklolius on a general level, or beprotius on a smaller level, lahavdil, to give an example, again, some people will hear this and they'll say, we're koifrim and tzionim, but as soon as the Yidden, as soon as there was a declaration of a state of Israel, where this country became a haven for Yidden after World War II, after what the Yidden went through over there, suddenly the Yidden declared that they're making this into a homeland, and thousands of Yidden from Yidden are coming into this country. What happened? There was a tiny little Yeshua that the United Nations accepted it, and this one started accepting it. Azai takeif misgaber shekenegdo yoiser v'yoiser. Suddenly, bedafke then, right then, all the nations of the Arabs united, and you had that war of 1948, where all of them came to swallow up this little crumb, to swallow up Eretz Yisrael. Kemoi shnei b'nei odom anolchamim kanal. As we said in the example of two people fighting, that the second one sees that the other guy is starting to go up, he throws all of his efforts into toppling him over. And if the person will want to strengthen himself, even more, then the other side starts fighting harder. Ad shenisakim lev harbe, until, unfortunately, many Jews' hearts have become crooked, you know, where people stop believing. They stop believing in Hashem and stop believing in Mashiach. Ke'ilu i'efsher achshav chas Hashem loshav l'skav Hashem Yisborach. To the point where they say it's impossible for the Jews to win. Look, the second something good happens, they didn't right away, the goyim swallow it up completely. So there's no hope for us. Avol soif kol soif yigmar Hashem Yisborach eshaloi. But the fact is that in the end, Hashem is going to carry out what He wants to do. V'yigoleinu geula shleima, and Hashem is going to redeem us, a final, total redemption, ayidei zchus avos, through the zchus of the Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, v'ayidei koyach hatzadikei emes, and through the power of all the true tzadikim, v'haksherim hanilvei lehem, and the true people who are attached to the tzadikim, hamaminim boemes, who believe in the truth, vaholchim bederech hanal, and follow this path that we spoke about earlier. What path? Number one, lehamin shehakol letoiva, that even when they see things going terrible, they believe that it's all for our benefit. Voloseis shevach voidol Hashem Yisborach tomid besimcha, and that they're always praising Hashem and thanking Hashem with a lot of simcha, even when things seem to be going bad. And because they have that positive attitude, that's what gives them the chizuk, to pray to Hashem and to beg Hashem to help them through the seemingly bad times. And that's what's going to result in Hashem saving us from all pain and suffering and pressure. V'yemaher legolenu gula shleima shein achrei agolus. And Hashem is going to give us a speedy redemption from which there won't be any golus afterwards. B'mheira b'yameinu amen ken yiratzon.